3 more days in hyperspace, claustrophobically cocooned. Such a pity it wasn't a faster ship. Organa buried himself in the work he'd brought with him, a virtual mountain of domestic and inter-system legislative business. Obi-Wan, observing this, found himself reluctantly admiring, just like Padme. And unlike so many other senators the Jedi had observed, Organa was no pretender. He took his duties seriously. It was a curiously comforting discovery. For his own part, he turned captivity to his advantage, surrendering himself to the kind of deep meditations usually practiced by Jedi on retreat or committed to the contemplative life. To his relief, he could sense no lowering danger, no threat from Grievous to these distant hyperlanes, which wasn't surprising. There was little out here for the Republic to want, and if the Republic didn't want it, neither did Dooku and his separatists. What he did perceive, in glimpses, were some of the Jedi's Outer Rim campaigns. Adi Gallia triumphant on Agomar. Ki Adi Mundi defeated almost to death on Barab 1. Eeth Koth defending the besieged people of Korriban, surrounded by drifts of dead and dying clone troopers. Saisi Tin in desperate straits closer to the core on Bimisari. But no. No. That was not now, that was then. A trade dispute of the past, long since peacefully settled. He caught a single impression of Anakin, more feeling than vision. Sorrow, frustration, a crushing fear of failure. He couldn't find that wretched droid. Well, try harder, Anakin, he thought. Did you think I was joking? R2 in the wrong hands could spell defeat for us all. Irritation battled with a razor-sharp concern. His greatest fear was that they kept asking too much of the Order's vaunted Chosen One. That, dazzled by his potential, they blinded themselves to his youth. And now that he'd scored such a decisive victory at Bothawi, with the crisis of war deepening, the trend would surely continue. But not to his detriment. No matter what it takes or what it costs, I must continue to protect him. It was hard being out here so far from the temple, from the war, suspended in this bubble of waiting, unable to help Anakin, to help Ki Adi Mundi or Eeth Koth, help any of his fellow Jedi fighting on too many desperate fronts. He'd never been like Qui-Gon, able to stop in the midst of action and simply suspend thought and feeling. Accept the moment as it was, without question, until the moment transformed into a new reality. No, he'd always needed to be doing something. Making things happen, seizing the moment by the throat. You're a restless spirit, Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon used to say, rueful and resigned. And as usual, he was right. The life of a contemplative is most certainly not for me, he thought. But he could endure it for a short while if it meant thwarting the Sith. And when he wasn't sleeping or meditating, and Organa was safely out of the way in the cockpit cursing Raltir or whoever, he performed his Alchaka forms, disciplining his body as rigorously as his mind, banishing the faint, lingering traces of recent injury, becoming himself again, not a moment too soon. And so the time passed, and they came at last to Munto Kodru.